This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, September 27, Where God Lives. Our reading comes from Ephesians chapter 2. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. As we wrapped up a small group Bible study one night, I suddenly realized I had been privileged to see Jesus in the lives and hearts of each person in the room. Our little group was beautifully ordinary: a cranky retired school teacher, a struggling artist, a discouraged young man, others, and my wife and I, who were navigating our way with three young adopted children. Really? This is where Jesus lives? I realized that it was in the ordinariness, and even the weaknesses of our shared lives, that the presence of Jesus shone through. The cranky schoolteacher could be impatient and critical, but beneath her crustiness shone a heart of gold that quietly paid for several needy students to study at a Christian graduate school. The artist stumbled with her words, but spoke eloquently with her paintbrush. The young man who had been abused as a child had found a safe place to weep openly about his wounds. The fact that believers in Christ are being built together into a dwelling in which God lives is one of the great mysteries of life in Christ. The Lord of the universe, who flung countless galaxies into being, is present as his children gather in his name. Jesus stands with us in this messiness. Jesus stands with us in the messiness of our lives. He once said to the Apostle Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." That's the kind of power that shows up when God makes his dwelling among us. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for dwelling among and in us with your abounding grace that is made perfect in our weaknesses. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.